Good day, everyone. Welcome to the show, Critical Conversation with Kevin English. Today's topic, what is a red notice? If you've been listening to any of the news on the illegal immigrant roundup that ICE has been doing the last 3 or 4 days now, today is January the 26th, 2025. So, after the inauguration of President Trump, he stated that he would begin immediate removal of the illegal immigrants who have first phase criminal warrants and who are gang members, et cetera, et cetera. Of these, approximately, I don't have an exact number as of January 26, 25 in the PM today, but there's probably legitimately, there's probably around 1,000 that have been rounded up so far of the worst that ICE has been looking for. And you may have heard in the news or saw on the internet, however you're getting your news, that so-and-so MS-13 gang member had a red notice for such and such and such and such. The news media doesn't always provide you good definitions of anything, much less what a specific topic is, and I don't know that some of them know. So what is a red notice? Does that make it any different than just going out and arresting someone on a standard warrant or just arresting someone out of probable cause, etc.? What is a red notice? Well, a red notice does add some significance to who these people are that are being arrested here in America for twofold, and I'll explain it in just a moment. So a red notice is an international alert. This international alert is issued by Interpol, which is the International Criminal Police Organization. You've probably heard that in movies. You've probably heard some of the newscasters say Interpol. So that is the International Criminal Police Organization. So a red notice, when it's issued by this international organization, it is a request, the location, they request location of the criminal that they're looking for and the provisional arrest of that said wanted person, pending the extradition or other similar legal action. Now, the red notice itself is not a formal arrest warrant. However, it is a tool of which the member countries can be notified about the, you know, ABC criminal, for example, that is wanted for prosecution or to serve a sentence based upon criminal charges that have been filed in a specific country. So it could be someone who's, you know, already been tried and convicted and is a fugitive who jumped bail or skipped the country, et cetera, whatever their processes was. Now, when it comes specifically to immigration in the United States of America, how is it relating when it comes down to illegal immigrants inside the United States? In this respect, typically used for individuals wanted for serious crimes in another country. So in other words, it's not the immigration violation itself. The immigration violation is enough for Homeland Security to pick them up, but this red notice adds another layer to it, if you will. And anytime there's a red notice issued on somebody that Homeland Security is picking up, that's just giving more validity to what Trump said all along, that there were, you know, a lot of criminals coming into the country illegally, and these people were pretty nasty guys that are coming in here. So probably a red notice, you're probably looking at charges like murder, fraud, definitely drug trafficking in their home country. So rape, I mean, they've picked up some rapists here lately that had red notices on them. I, or at least according to media outlets, several of the MS-13 gang members have had red notices on them that's been picked up already within just the first few days of Trump's administration coming into authority. So these are pretty bad dudes. They're all bad dudes. Number one, they're all here illegally, so they are all criminals to start with. But they, these guys with the red notices on them, that means somebody really, really wants them bad in another country. And hey, we are obligated and we are obliged to send the scum of the scum of the earth back to whatever hole they crawled out from in another country. We definitely do not need them in the United States of America, irregardless of what a liberal or a socialist wants to tell you on how good of a citizen they are. Number one, they are not citizens of the United States of America. Let's make that clear. They came here illegally under a fraudulent administration that shipped them in here and flew them in. As of the day of Trump cutting off the app where these guys were applying for their right to come into, and it's not really a right, but their opportunity to come into the United States of America, I believe the Biden administration had 10,000 people they were going to fly in, illegal immigrants, I should say. They were going to fly into the Northeast the day that Trump shut the app down. 10,000. That's just on one day, people that were being flown in. They didn't have to come across the desert. They were being flown in at the courtesy of the United States taxpayer and given a debit card and lodging and everything else. And my kinfolk down west of North Carolina still out living in tents. In 12 degree to 0 degree weather in snow and sleet and ice. Some other things about a red notice does not override U.S. law. So we still have our law in place, and we don't have to worry about that as far as Interpol coming in and taking over anything that we need to be doing. I would like to be able to find the exact stats, but I haven't been able to find the exact stats of how many of these illegal immigrants have been arrested in the last couple of days, although we know there have been several, and there were multiple MS-13 gang members, according to Fox News, that had Interpol red notices on them. Would be needful to note here that back on January 3rd, U.S. Border Patrol in California arrested a 44-year-old Spanish citizen who had overstayed his visa and was wanted by Interpol for sexual abuse of a minor. You know, if Trump hadn't already been elected and coming in and made it very clear what he's coming in, I'm not sure that that guy would have even been arrested then. Who knows? Because it's been a wide open. It's been the wild, wild west here on the continent, with both people coming in from the south continent, south of our border on the North American continent, people coming in from the north in Canada, that we know there have been terrorists, active terrorists coming on a northern border. I've said that many times previous in my Life Investigated podcast, that the northern border is probably getting some of the more violent terrorists coming in because it's easier for them to come in completely unnoticed off of the northern border, and probably a lot safer for them to come in that way. So it's hard to tell how many terrorists we really have in this nation, thanks to a criminal enterprise called the Biden family, and thanks to a useless and a fraudulent president and a fraudulent cabinet that this president set over the years, and that have almost in 4 years brought America to its knees. We like to brag on how strong we are and how resilient we are and how we have the best country in the entire world. And there used to be a time that I would wholeheartedly agree with that. But in the last 4 years, that country has almost been shaken to its core. We've almost been turned into a third world nation. We have become powerless. We have been run by nothing but freaks and reprobates and weak people. Weak people who their only concern is their greed and how much their bank account grows at the expense of the hardworking American. Americans who, even in good times, sometimes we have to do without. And by that I mean, if you're a working man or a woman, and you get up every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week even, and go to work, and you make a decent enough wage, but with the way everything costs, it's still not enough. And you know, you may have an okay life, and by an okay life I mean a roof over your head and heat and air conditioning and environmental controls, and you may have enough food to eat. Then again, you may be depending on food banks. You know, it's really a shame when you work every day and you are you know, reasonable with your money as far as how you spend it, and you still need to depend on a food bank, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's just terrible that when you work your life away, that you still have to live that way as a common working man or woman in this nation. Something's got to change. Whether Trump will change everything that he said he would change, I have no idea. Only he does. The problem is, if he makes change, it needs to be by legislative actions, not his executive orders. Because if we can't get legislative actions to correct the course of this nation, then the next fraud that comes in and gets elected, and it will happen again in this nation, when he or she gets elected and they're nothing but a fraud, a jokester, an idiot, or you know, just a pure out criminal enterprise like the Biden criminal enterprise is, that just wants to degrade and make American citizens slaves to the upper class. It's funny they talk about the rich and the upper class, and that's the definition of all of them, in addition to being just outright criminals. But anyway, just wanted to take a moment to explain a little bit further what a red notice is. I mean, it does add additional validity, not that we really need validity to pick up illegal criminals and illegal immigrants in our nation, because if they are a illegal immigrant without a criminal history, they are still a criminal because they crossed into the country avoiding our laws that are the law of the land. So either way, regardless of who they pick up, they're still picking up criminals. I appreciate you attending this critical conversation with Kevin English. I would appreciate a subscribe, a like. I would appreciate you sharing links with other people and let them know that we may be talking about anything from politics to criminal law to criminal defense to civil law to faith. We may do some Bible studies. Who knows what we may address in this conversation. I am a 44-year criminal justice veteran, experienced with several aspects of the criminal justice system, as far as both in public sector and private sector, and still am an instructor in such. I'm also a retired pastor that I spent 26 years in a pastorate, so I do have some websites out there. I have my Virginia Department of Criminal Justice Certified Training School, and that is team1virginia.com. I'm sorry, it's team1.com. And then I have vagumshoe.com, which is my executive protection page, my private investigator page, because I still do active private investigations. And I have my ministry page also, which is deeperknowledgechurch.online. deeperknowledgechurch.online, that I do weekly Bible studies and put them on the website for your viewing. And I put some text lesson plans up there if you're interested in scripture, and do some occasional prayers and some occasional Zoom calls just to kind of create the community online. So join me on any of those websites as you join me on your favorite podcast page here. I've also got a dedicated podcast page called lifeinvestigated.com. Lifeinvestigated.com. I have a YouTube channel, so you can find me in numerous ways. I'm looking for some guests that have some similar thinking to mine to come in and add their expertise, whether it either be in the religious category or the legal category or the politic category. You can contact me and let me know. You can always contact me at patriottrainer@protonmail.com. Patriot Trainer, that is one word, patriottrainer@protonmail.com. But until then, this is Kevin English. I'll see you next time.